Malveda was one problem. He wouldn't feel safe even leaving the whole crew to guard her, and he wanted the best fighters along with him, not stuck on the ship. He could have got round this problem just by killing the culture agent, but the others had got too used to her, had come to like her just a little too much. If he killed her, he would lose them.
"Well, I think it's insanity to go down into those tunnels,"
Unaha Klosp said.
"Why not just wait up here until the Adirans reappear, with or without this precious mind?"
"First of all," Hauser said, watching the expressions on the others' faces for any sign of agreement with the drone, "if they don't find it, they probably won't reappear. These are Adirans, and a carefully chosen crack squad of them at that. They'll stay down there forever." He looked at the tunnel system drawn on the screen, then back at the people and the machine around the table. "They could search for 1,000 years in there, especially if the power's off, and they don't know how to bring it back up, which I'm assuming they don't."
"And you do, of course," the machine said.
"Yes," Hauser said, "I do. We can turn the power on at one of 3 stations, this one, number 7, or number 1.
"It still works?"
Wubslin looked sceptical.
"Well, it was working when I left. Deep geothermal producing electricity. The power shafts are sunk about 100 kilometers through the crust. Anyway, as I say, there's too much space down there for those Adirans and Medjel to have a hope of searching properly without some sort of detection device. A mass anomaly sensor is the only one that'll work, and they can't have one. We have 2. That's why we have to go in."
"And fight?"
Duralo said.
"Probably not. They've taken communicators. I'll get in touch with them and explain who I am. Naturally, I can't tell you the details, but I know enough about the Adiran military system, about their ships, even some of their personnel, to be able to convince them I am who I say I am. They won't know me personally, but they were told a changer would be sent later."
"Liar," Malveda said. Her voice was cold. Hauser felt the atmosphere in the mess change, become tense. The culture woman was looking at him, her features set, determined, even resigned.
"Malveda," he said softly, "I don't know what you were told, but I was briefed on the Hand of God, and Zoralundra told me the Adiran ground force in the Chihertsi knew I'd been sent for." He said it calmly.
"Okay."
"That wasn't what I heard," Malveda said, but he sensed she was not totally sure of herself. She had risked a lot to say that, probably hoping that he would at least threaten her or do something which would turn the others against him. It hadn't worked. Hauser shrugged.
"I can't help it if the Special Circumstances section can't brief you accurately, Peristek," he said, smiling thinly.
The culture agent's eyes looked away from the changer's face, at the table, then at each of the other people sitting around it, as though testing them to see who they each believed.
"Look," Hauser said, in his most honest-sounding and reasonable voice, spreading his hands out. "I don't want to die for the Adirans, and God knows why, but I've come to like you lot. I wouldn't take you in there on a suicide mission. We'll be all right. If the worst comes to the worst, we can always pull out. We'll take the cat back through the quiet barrier and head for somewhere neutral. You can have the ship. I'll have a captured culture agent."
He looked at Malveda, who was sitting in her seat with her legs crossed, her arms folded and her head down.
"But I don't think it'll come to that. I think we'll catch this glorified computer and be well rewarded for it."
"What if the cultures won the battle outside the barrier, and they're waiting for us when we come out, with or without the mind?" Yalsin asked.
She didn't sound hostile, just interested. She was the only one he felt he could rely on, though he thought Wubslin would follow too. Hauser nodded.
"That's unlikely. I can't see the culture falling back all over this volume but holding out here. But even if they did, they'd have to be very lucky indeed to catch us. They can only see into the barrier in real space, don't forget. So they'd have no warning of where we'd be coming out. No problem there."
Yalsin sat back, apparently convinced. Hauser knew he looked calm, but inside he was tensed up, waiting for the mood of the rest to make itself clear. His last answer had been truthful, but the rest were either not the whole truth or lies. He had to convince them. He had to have them on his side. There was no other way he could carry out his mission, and he had come too far, done too much, killed too many people, sunk too much of his own purpose and determination into the task to back out now. He had to track the mine down. He had to go into the command system, Adirans or no Adirans, and he had to have the rest of what had been Kraklin's free company with him. He looked at them, at Yalsin,
severe and impatient, wanting the talking to stop and the job just to be got on with, her shadow of hair making her look both very young, almost childlike, and hard at the same time. Duralo, her eyes uncertain, looking at the others, scratching one of her convoluted ears nervously. Wubslin, slumped comfortably in his seat, compressed, his stocky frame radiating relaxation. Wubslin's face had shown signs of interest when Horza described the command system, and the change of guest, the engineer, found the whole idea of this gigantic train set fascinating.